spent the last two segments trying to figure out what Tony Romo is thinking. Is he leaning more towards retirement now than playing for another couple of years? Well, nobody really knows. Only Tony knows. We're all just speculating. We're guessing. But joining us now is a Deep Throat informant from the Star and Cowboys headquarters. We're not going to identify him. He wants to remain anonymous, and we are going to digitally alter his voice in order to protect his identity. But he says he knows what Tony Romo is thinking. Good morning, Deep Throat informant. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
So you know Tony Romo, and you know what he's thinking.
I do know the Tony Romo. And I cannot tell you for sure whether or not he is going to retire from football. I can only report what I have witnessed with my own eyes.
Okay, well, maybe that'll help us determine
Tony
what he's...
Tony has not touched a football in over 2 years.
2 years?
Two?
Wait a minute.
We saw him play.
Off the field, he has not touched one.
Oh, okay.
He only handles one for show.
But he doesn't throw it.
As a matter of fact, just this morning, I called Tony and said, "Hey, Tony." And then he responded and he said, "Hey, Deep Throat."
Why would he call you Deep Throat?
And I said, "What are you doing, brah?" He prefers for me to call him brah.
Okay.
And he said, "I'm just working on my short game, and my putter is on fire."
That's right. He's about to play today.
And I said, "Dear brah, are you going to retire from the football?" And he said, "I'll answer that after next week because I'm going downhill skiing and then I'm going to be shot out of a cannon into a lake."
Why would he do that?
This leads me to believe that he will not return to the football course.
Yeah, football field. But yes, it sounds like he's doing a lot of very dangerous things that he doesn't care about another contract.
We are very close friends. In fact, I spent 12 hours with him just yesterday.
Hmm. Doing what?
We were at Dallas National. He made me stand in the fairway 150 yards away, holding a grocery sack as he fired low-burning 3-iron shots at my head.
He wouldn't even let you see the ball coming?
When I couldn't catch them with the bag.
Bag, yeah.
Because it was over my head. I was supposed to catch them with my hands.
Oh, that's terrible. That's torture.
And I would miss them, and he would scream at me and say, "Catch them, you MF-er. You remind me of blanking Patrick Creighton on his worst day."
Wow. Well, he really got mad at you.
It's so sad.
It is sad.
And I must admit, some of his behavior has startled me at times.
Yeah, like what else?
It's almost like he has a disregard for his health.
Oh, no.
Last night, he had me take a 2x4 to his lower back repeatedly.
What's the purpose of that?
That's what I asked him. And he responded cryptically, "F it. I don't need a healthy back to stand next to that MF or Jim Nance."
It still sounds really unnecessary, though.
And that's not really that cryptic.
Hit me in the balls with his son, Falcon's wiffle ball bat. For emphasis. And it's been like an insane.
Wait, we have more questions for you.
Well, thank you for your courage.
All right, there you go. Take that information and run with it.